Hey guys, welcome to the Liberal Hive Mind, a channel solely focused on exposing the abundant hypocrisy of the left. Okay, so speaking of hypocrisy, boy do we have some Democrat leftist hypocrisy to expose today. You know, I guess it's yet again one of those situations where the Democrats are showing their inability to adapt. They haven't adapted to the new world that's been created online. X has been taken over by Elon Musk, and community notes now exist. You can't just be going about your old ways, expecting it's still gonna fly. And Democrats, boy, did they catch themselves in a community note web this weekend on X. The Act Blue fundraising grift has been utterly exposed, and the hypocrisy here, it's just so glorious. Let's take a look at these Democrats with their feet stuck in the community notes mud. We got some stuff to get into, so let's roll the tape. Okay, so here we go again. Another Democrat during a time of crisis, swooping in to save the day. And not by flying in with tights and a cloak, saving the day like a freaking superhero. No, the Democrats are gonna come through and save the day with their social media presence. Always fundraising, right? That seems to be the thing with these Democrats. They love taxpayer dollars and they love fundraising dollars. Everything's going to hell in a handbasket around them, but they're always fundraising and allocating resources. Here to save the day with somebody else's money. Yeah, except it's all one big grift. And that's what I meant when I was saying, here we go again. As the fires continue to rage in Los Angeles, Elizabeth Warren is swooping in to help, along with other big Democrats, with big viral posts like this to help support the communities around Los Angeles being devastated by wildfires. Can you split a donation between the Los Angeles Fire Department Foundation and the United Way of Greater Los Angeles? 100% of your donation will go directly to these organizations. Oh wow, so amazing. Democrats once again mobilizing funds to solve another crisis. Yeah, except there's only one problem: the notorious community note. This is not a link to a charity. It is a link to a Democrat fundraising platform. They take 3.95% of all transactions. You can donate directly to these charities by going to these links below. I mean, come on, could the left go any lower? Well, I guess as we continue to find out, the answer to that question is always yes. And of course, like most things with Democrats, it's never just an isolated incident. No, it's always a group effort. And so, of course, it's not just Elizabeth Warren who's trying to milk this tragedy for all it's worth. No, enter Gavin Newsom with his own laughable tweet here. Gavin Newsom released a tweet addressing all the misinformation out there, and he dropped a website in the tweet, I guess, to get all the facts, except it's not a state website. It's his campaign website, and guess what? It's connected to an Act Blue link. We've got another community note here. The website that Governor Newsom linked is not a state website, but rather takes you to his political campaign website. The link to donate to Cal Fire Foundation takes you to Act Blue, a Democrat fundraising platform that takes 3.95% of all transactions. Holy moly. It has me asking, I mean, can Democrats not let a single tragedy pass without turning it into a fundraising opportunity? It's not even subtle at this point. It's just the most shameless grift on the planet. It's so blatant and in your face. All we ever see the Democrats do is launch fundraising campaigns and activist campaigns on the back of tragedy, constantly. Every police shooting is another Act Blue donation page. All they do is politicize tragedy, and here they are doing it again, and here's where the hypocrisy comes in. Because as we speak, Democrats are lecturing everybody else, everyone skeptical about their leadership, on why it's wrong to politicize tragedy.
President-elect Trump takes office in 8 days. He has publicly been blaming Governor Newsom for the crisis. He calls him incompetent. He says, quote, they just can't put out the fires. What's wrong with them? How worried are you that politics could get in the way of disaster relief?
You know, disasters, we need to make sure that they are never politicized, right? It doesn't matter if you are Democrat or Republican. These types of weather events, they do not discriminate.
You know, people are literally fleeing. People have lost their lives. Kids lost their schools. Families completely torn asunder. Churches burned down. This guy wanted to politicize it. I have a lot of thoughts, and I know what I want to say. I won't. I stood next to a president of the United States of America today, and I was proud to be with Joe Biden, and he had the backs of every single person in this community. He didn't play politics, didn't try to divide any of us.
Do the right thing. This is an emergency. We can do all this dance, and we have differences of opinion as it relates to all kinds of issues and values, and you know, and that's fair game, and that's important. That dialectic's important, but having this kind of friction when it comes to emergency response, with emergency responders, these heroes, 12,000 that are on the front lines right now, taking care of people, making sure people are still alive. We're still doing emergency maintenance and evacuation. We're staged as it relates to the new incoming president. We'd like him to have the spirit of the current president and have the backs of people so we can recover. I want him to visit and understand the magnitude of this scope, what happened to the American people that happen to reside here in California. I'm not interested in politicizing an event like this. I don't like the banality of it. I don't like the inhumanity of that. I would like people to focus on a collaboration between the executive in Washington, D.C. and in the state of California to help rebuild a community that's been completely ravaged.
Yeah, they don't want you to politicize it. In other words, they don't want you to look into their leadership. They rather want to appeal to your emotion. But they certainly are politicizing it. Now, aren't they? By launching all these social media fundraising efforts that secretly are stashing money away for the Democrat slush fund. This seems to be the new grift. You don't need good policy and governance when you can act in front of the camera, do the photo ops, and fundraise like crazy on social media. This is the Democrat grift. This is what we saw with Adam Schiff for years. Full-on bug-out mode Adam Schiff. He was on Rachel Maddow's show for years, making claims of more than circumstantial evidence. Donald Trump had colluded with the Russians. Trust him. He's the head of the Intelligence Committee. He's got the inside look on the investigation, and Donald Trump's essentially a Russian agent.
But there is more than circumstantial evidence now, but nonetheless, real evidence is coming forward that just can't be ignored.
That's the narrative that he ran with for years. And what did it all amount to? Absolutely nothing, right? From a wider view, it backfired on Democrats. It was a pile of lies that didn't stand up to scrutiny. But what it did in the short term was always create another breaking news moment that Adam Schiff could run with. Get himself on the big media shows in front of hundreds of thousands, if not millions of eyes. Then with the clips to be shared on social media, Adam Schiff with the big bombshell. And then every single time when he would tweet about it, when he would post the clips, there was always an Act Blue link. Ooh, Donald Trump's a Russian agent. Donate to Act Blue. You know, that's the grift, and that's just really the tip of the iceberg. It goes a whole lot deeper when you delve into the crown jewel of this Act Blue grift. Black Lives Matter. Oh yes, where millions of Americans donated to what they thought were fundraisers to help oppressed communities. But we all know what happened there, and a lot of those links back then, funneling money into all kinds of different charitable organizations, some would even argue most of them were built on the Act Blue platform. Well, I guess the same sleazy tactics continue, all the while this is the party lecturing us about politicizing tragedy. What an absolute farce that is. Anyways, that's pretty much what I got for you guys. Hopefully you enjoyed the video. If you did, make sure to leave a like and possibly subscribe. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you on the next one.